Amen. Today is a big deal. Celebrating the birth of our Lord. Amen. I was reading in Isaiah, and Isaiah 61:10 says, I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God. Hallelujah. For he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation. It goes on to say that he draped me with a robe of righteousness. I'm like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride with her jewels. There's some celebrating going on those days, aren't there? Most of the time. Sometimes those days get a little bit like Christmas gets sometimes, so hectic that the bride and the groom wish they would have gone to the courthouse, and they've almost forgotten why they decided to do this, and maybe even question themselves, why do we do this? But that's what happens on Christmas sometimes. Celebrating the birth of our Lord and can't find time to seek the Lord. And when we do seek the Lord, then we got all kinds of other thoughts that come in and interfere or whatever. You know, I mean, maybe you've never had that happen, but it does. And this is my 41st Christmas since I've known Jesus. 41st. And in those first 40, I did pretty well sometimes, and I didn't do so pretty well sometimes. Wasn't always overwhelmed with joy. You know? All this commercial stuff's ruining Christmas. You know what? It can't ruin Christmas if we don't let it. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't succumb to some of those, oh, this is terrible. How can I think it's terrible that we're celebrating Jesus' birthday? Well, because I've lost sight of Jesus' birthday, and I've caught sight of what I think about it. That one the Lord fixed just by sort of mentioning that I shouldn't be angry about Jesus' birthday. Everything else doesn't have to fall in place, but I need to fall in place. We all need to fall in place. Humble ourselves, therefore, in the sight of God. Come, let us bow down and worship. Those are wonderful moments when we just stop and worship. You know? Yeah. Cody's here, so I'll talk about Cody. I won't talk about Cody. We can talk about his beautiful daughter, but we won't talk about her either. But Cody was a part of one of my favorite memories, and that was my friend, Brett. He said one very profound thing one day. He said, you never know when you're going to find Jesus. Yeah. That was good. That set everything up. You know? We never know when we're going to find Jesus. Even when we know Jesus, we never know when we're going to find him. We never know where we're going to find him. He just can pop up if we're just open to him. And then will we respond to him? Will we just open up our hearts and let the sunshine in? You know? When I was in high school, we sang Jesus Christ Superstar. You know? Let the sunshine. Jesus Christ, superstar, who are you, what have you sacrificed? You know, there was a lot of truth in those words. but it was a bunch of hippies singing it. So when you come to know Jesus, there must be something blasphemous about it. I suppose there was, but, you know, I think about it now. Whenever those songs come up in my head, I go, man, it wasn't bad at all. You know? It was acknowledging who he was. Best thing we can do with our whole life is acknowledge who he is. To recognize him for what he is. That's who you are. So when somebody's struggling, we can say, do you know who Jesus is? You know? Do you know what he can do for you? Let me tell you what he's done for me. You know? Oh, what he's done for me. I am determined to make this 41st Christmas the greatest one. I'm determined to just go right through it without a growl or a grumble. No Scrooge here. I don't remember yesterday. Yesterday is gone. We'll think about tomorrow. I don't think I was Scrooge yesterday for sure. I think I've been doing pretty good. But this verse just, I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God. It was a prophecy of Christ. It was a word about his coming. Apparently Isaiah caught a buzz when he thought about it. I'm overwhelmed. He has robed me in salvation. All they could do was look for salvation. They hadn't known salvation. But he believed for salvation. What's that? Bring it up. Well, everybody's got a chance to get smart.
The United States could win the war, but Jesus Christ is winning the heart in Vietnam.
Amen. Have you heard what's happening in America? Have you heard about America?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful in all those places. It's wonderful when people seek the Lord, when they declare the Lord. It's wonderful when people open up their hearts and just pray. It's just wonderful. And that's why it's wonderful when we can gather together to celebrate. It is the day, the night. Every moment is an opportunity for the dear Savior's birth. You know? Paul wrote about people being born again. You know? It's good for us to be born again. To be renewed, to be rejoiced, to be refilled, to be rebuilt in Jesus, to consider him, to recognize if we've missed him, you know? And we've all come short of the glory of God. Everybody has. Everybody has. But we should say, is everybody happy? Yes, I'm happy that I know the Lord. I'm happy that I can return to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I don't like having to return to the Lord. I want to just stay with the Lord. But I'm glad that I can return. You know? I'm glad that he's the perfect. And he looks at imperfect people. And he says, look at my kids. You know, he says, look at them. You know, I mean, we like our kids. I know they frustrate us once in a while, yeah. But push comes to shove if nobody mess with my kids. You know, nobody. That's how we are. Anybody's going to mess with them, I'm going to mess with them. Mine are all grown up. I shouldn't have to mess with them. Sometimes I want to. But I'm so glad that Jesus looks at us and he's like a parent or like my wife is to me, you know? I mean, he's shrouded me in these robes of righteousness and he'll reach out and dust them off. You know? Wait a minute. Come here. Didn't check my hair this morning.
Is that sure?
When I was a kid, I used butch wax. Oh, butch wax. I mean, it was greasy, butch waxed. If it didn't have butch wax, Vaseline worked. Sorry, honey. Aren't you glad you didn't know me then? Yeah. But you know, the Lord, yeah. Well, my hair stuck out everywhere. So mat it down. Used to wear a stocking cap. Put on the Vaseline, pull on the stocking cap, and hope when I got up in the morning that it wasn't sticking out. Part of that was because if my dad saw it sticking out, he'd know how long it was. Enough about me. But, you see, what I'm saying is we don't always look just perfect, but God doesn't go, ugh. Sometimes my wife says that a little bit about me. Not terrible, but, you know, she'll give me an eye. Is it right? You're not saying a word, I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. But hey, we listen. The Bible says, wives, you know, love your husbands. And they need a lot of help. They do. And it's just a spiritual picture. We all need a lot of help. We need a lot of help. You know, we just do. And we submit ourselves, therefore, totally unto God for help. And so thankful that we know him and we can be reminded. That's what we are this morning. This is obviously not a deep theological message, okay? This is be happy. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. You know, oh, come all ye faithful. If you're not faithful, it only takes a second. Switch. Flip the switch. Yeah. Great idea. Respond. Don't quench the Spirit. Respond to the Holy Spirit. You know? I'll show you a better way, the Lord says. A better way to handle this, or a better way to handle that, or whatever, you know? Because Christ was born. We have all these opportunities. Christ was nothing special to anybody that didn't know he was special. He was very special to everybody that knows that he's special. It's true. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, he should always be special to us. We should always get the baby giggle when we think about Jesus. You know, it's like, hey, we all know if Danica, she's not even a baby anymore, if she does something cute, guess what? The whole church puts their focus in the cute place. And so we just pause for cute to wear off, and then we can go back to the Word of God. You can miss a lot in cute, you know. Eventually, she will get old enough where she won't be cute anymore. Never happen, will it? No. But you know, babies know nothing. They do very little right, and they are perfect in everyone's sight. Jesus brought the shepherds from the fields. And the presence of God bore witness with their spirit. This is what the angels were talking about. Jesus brought wise men traveling however far they traveled. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, enough to sustain them in Egypt. You know, I don't know how much. But they brought those, and they saw the baby, and they still gave them. They didn't hesitate. They didn't say, whoa, what are we doing? This is just a baby. Well, we knew it was a prophecy about a baby. We're going to invest in this. As Christians, we invest in people's lives. You know? We pray for people. We care about people. We bless those that curse us sometimes. We pray for those that despitefully use us sometimes. Sometimes we have to think about it, you know? But we can be convinced by the presence of God. See, our eyes should be on Jesus. Because we know that his eyes are on us. You know? He cares. He cares. He didn't come to the world to judge the world. He came to save the world. The robes of salvation, you know. I'm overwhelmed by the joy of the Lord, for he dressed me with the clothing of salvation, and he draped me in a robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride in the jewels. For the sovereign Lord will show justice to the nations of the world. Everyone will praise him. So every person has a voice to praise the Lord. And we don't have to be caught up in when they will or whether they will or anything like that. There's a voice to praise the Lord. There's a servant of the Most High God. Man, oh man, Isaiah was just overwhelmed by what was going on. He started that. That's the wonderful time when Jesus came into the temple in 61:1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you. For the Lord has anointed you. Oh, wait, I'm not Jesus, but the same anointing, the Lord's anointing, is on you. You're here. Right? You're here. That's what I will tell the folks at the jail this afternoon, because they know that they didn't come out of the pod on their own. They know that God must have drawn them. They may not figure it out till they get there, but it must be the Lord. Must be. It must be the Lord. So when tenderness comes into your heart about something, it must be the Lord. When peace, you see, we've been talking about peace, hope, joy, and love. That's what those Advent candles are about. Peace. 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 In his presence there's peace. You know? That peace can put you to sleep. Slain in the spirit wherever you are. Peace and hope. Hope. Jesus is a blessed hope. When it's hopeless, where do we go? We go to hope. We go to Jesus. Remember, always come back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back to his peace. Keep coming back to his hope. You know? Keep coming back to his joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know? Wade into the middle of joy and don't leave it until it's overflowing in you. What are you doing? I'm trying to get happy. I'm trying to get my joy. I'm going to get my joy. I'm going to get my joy. I'm going to get my joy. I got it. I got it. I got it. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. So if I don't have joy, I must not be thinking about the Lord. It's an easy trip. It's easy to travel right to that. You know? We know the way. We know the way. And now, love. Love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Love. Love. I got to talk about you, Cody, because I saw a proud papa telling me about his, oh, she's had experiences. Like a short book. Came from the West Coast, is now an avid Midwesterner. You know? But the joy and the love that you give Jesus, what do you think that means to him? What do you think it means to him when you say, I love you, Lord? It means a lot. It means a lot. Especially coming from you. You are the apple of his eye. So it means a lot. I've been waiting to hear that. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. And there's not one thing in this whole wide world I would not do for you. Now that's a song that the Lord gave me that was supposed to be sung to you so you understand he loves you. He loves me. He loves us. He loved us so much that Jesus came into the world. We know that. Everybody doesn't know that. Everybody hasn't experienced that. Everybody is not rejoicing about Jesus. But they're still celebrating his birth because there's a party going on for his birthday. What did I see? I don't know how many million people are supposed to fly over Christmas. You know? Going somewhere to celebrate Christmas, even if they don't know what Christmas is. But we do. We do. So we can spread the joy. We can spread the cheer. We can make sure that all the lint's off of the robes of righteousness. In the garments of salvation. As we go about the Father's business of rejoicing in the Lord. Let your joy, let your light shine so bright that people see it and they give glory to God. You know? What is it with you? It's Jesus. That's why he came. And of course, we know that he lived. We know that he died. We know that he rose again. But it all started with his precious birth. So celebrate. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Amen? Lord, thank you for loving us and thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus, for being born for us. Being born into what you were coming through. Just born a normal kid. King of kings to a normal kid. We rejoice, Lord, and we celebrate your birth. Our hearts are overwhelmed. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The big deal.